Folks, we're just going to not take a break. We're going to go right to our conversation here with Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, who's joining us here by phone. Mayor Rawlings-Blake, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
How are you?
I'm trying to be pleasant on this rainy Sunday, Friday morning. I just can't stand this rain.
We need the rain.
I know. I just went to an event with a bunch of gardeners, and they kept talking about how we need the rain, so I'm trying to be happy about it, but yikes,
So let's talk about this, the issue of property taxes and the controversy that we talked about yesterday with Carl Stokes in the air here. We might play a small clip of that so you can hear what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And where we're going and this kind of what seemed like a kind of confrontation divide between the city council voting for an audit and your office saying you didn't think that was necessary. You can begin there anywhere you'd like.
Are you playing it?
Oh, we could. Let's play that clip right now from Carl Stokes. Okay. Let's do that right now. Yeah.
Let me mention that sources inside of the administration have said to me that we may be leaving as much as $30 million a year on the table from under assessment. But it's not just that $30 million is not just the bad assessment or calculation of the tax credits, but citywide, particularly in the commercial real estate, people in commercial real estate privately have said to me that if you just pull up what these properties sold for in the last 2-3 years and then look at what they're assessed for, you will see that the assessment is much smaller than the market value, thereby causing the city to underbill for tax collection purposes.
That was the quote we just played. Mayor Rawlings-Blake, what's your response to that?
Well, I wish he would produce the evidence of the more than $30 million that we're leaving on the table. It's just disappointing. I think it is so critical as elected officials who have the public trust that we not deal in speculation and innuendo and rumor, but that everything we say is truth-based and fact-based. And while it makes for good radio, he's not accurate, and I would love for him to provide that information. You know, what I do know is this problem has been going on for years. I also know that my administration was the first administration to actually do something about it, and it's quite clear. As soon as I became mayor, one of the first things I did was put into place a billing integrity unit that has effectively taken control of the tax calculation function from the state of Maryland. This unit, in just the 3 years that I've been mayor, has recouped more revenue, $15 million, in just the 3 years that we've been working on reforming the process, than we've lost over the past 10 years due to that. You know, the issue of the errors we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We've recouped more in that 3 years than we've lost in 10, because my administration wasn't going to kick the can down the road. We knew that there were problems, and we put together a unit in the finance department to deal with it. You know, and most importantly, this unit was put in place and has been saving the taxpayers millions long before the Sun's articles on the tax credit errors. So, you know, I believe the reforms are highlighting that we are highlighting will go a long way towards building the public's confidence. That we are getting accurate tax bills. And going forward, we're going to put even more controls in place to further improve the system. I just think it's not true, the assertion that he made. And it doesn't do anything to it destroys the public's trust, you know, when it's clear that my administration has done more than others in the past to make sure that we have accurate tax bills and to fix the problems that are coming out of SBAT.
So two quick questions. I do want to get at least one caller in here. People are calling in. Keith, I'll try to get your call. You've been holding on for a while when you heard the mayor was coming on. But very quickly, the what about the audit that Comptroller Joan Pratt is about wants to have? Is a cooperation between your office and her on that? And two, one of the things that were said in the show yesterday was that unlike individual citizens who may have been undertaxed, if they don't pay all their taxes, they have to pay it again the next year. But we're not doing the same with these commercial properties that were undertaxed or by mistake and are not being asked to make up the difference.
Well, we're talking about two different types of taxes. The tax credit errors that have been in the paper, if we send you an incorrect bill, a bill that is too low, and you pay it, we can't ask you to then go back and pay a higher price. It's just like if you take a sweater to the register and it has the wrong price on it, and once they get up there, they realize that that's the one that, the one that's been mislabeled, they have to sell it to you for what they charged you. It's the same thing. But with the homestead tax credits that we've been working very diligently over the past 3 years to make sure that they're corrected, we are able to, make those corrected bills if you weren't entitled to, that homestead tax credit at all. So we're really talking about two different things. Where we can recoup the money, we are recouping the money. That's why the Billing Integrity Unit has recouped over $15 million in just 3 years, Where it is, I don't want to say illegal, but where we are not allowed to rebuild, we can't. But that doesn't mean that we're not recouping money that's owed to the city. Those reforms have been put in place. And with respect to audits, I'm all for audits. We have internal audits. We work with the comptroller's office on audits all the time. But let's be clear, the errors that I'm talking about, the $15 million that we recouped, that's from the internal auditing work that my administration has done. The same information that the comptroller's office has had access to, they didn't bring it to anybody's attention. This is the work that I'm doing. So to suggest that we're not interested in audits, it's silly, because we're doing the work and we're recouping the money. If they want access, they have access to that same information. They can review it. But to talk about auditing a system that we know is broken, everyone knows the system is broken. They've known it for years. And now that I'm trying to fix it, we're saying audit it. It just doesn't make sense. It's a broken system that we're putting reforms in place. And my hope is that instead of auditing a system that we know is broken, that we'll give the reforms a chance to work, the reforms that are getting millions and millions of dollars for Baltimore City taxpayers.
So we only have a few minutes left. Let me get a quick call in here if we can, 410-319-8888. Keith, you're on the air. We don't have a lot of time, so I ask you to get right to your point.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. Madam Mayor, at the news conference yesterday, Mr. Black seemed to have a very hard problem about the Dyson water contract and about he couldn't go into the process of anything. You speak about having a transparent, error-free government where you want to be free and equal with all the people. Well, I want to know how come there's no transparency when it comes to asking me the questions about $100 million water contract for the city. That's my question.
I think you're talking about the $100 million for extra dollars for smart water meters.
So there's a difference between rumor mongering and transparency. What happened in the press conference is Mr. Black answered to the extent that he's able to do per the law right now. It is an active RFP. There is no precedent for commenting while that RFP is active. And he answered the questions appropriately. What is happening, unfortunately, in this time that we have social media masking itself as, objective journalism, is that they're trying to demonize people without having a full process. I don't participate in the procurement process. It is, we have procurements all the time. We have processes that have been vetted and that are appropriate, and that's the process. And it is an open process. Many of the documents are public as with respect to the RFP. And after the RFP, after the award, many more will become public. But, to answer those questions during the process is inappropriate. It's inappropriate whether somebody who's donated to me is up for an award or whether it's somebody who donated to anybody. It's inappropriate, and it's one of those things where you throw around accusations irresponsibly, and it doesn't do anything except to cause damage. You know, we work very hard to improve transparency, and you can see it across my administration with Open Baltimore, with the new ethics laws that I put in place as soon as I became mayor, with the IGs that I've hired. All of the things that we're putting in place are proves that my administration is working towards transparency and openness. But the sad thing is that people throw around accusations without any fact because they're trying to get followers on their blog, and it is unfortunate. The truth of the matter is, as soon as that information is legal to be made public, it will be. It is a rock solid process that we're following precedent on.
So, Madam Mayor, we're just around out of time. We look forward to having you back on very soon for a longer time so we can really take some callers and get into this in more depth. I appreciate the time you've taken today.
All right. Take care, Mark. Have a good weekend.
You too. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake. Sorry I couldn't get to the other callers calling in. I apologize. It was a very brief conversation. We will work with the mayor's office to have her on here for an hour, whether by phone or in studio, so you can really ask the questions you wanted to. We want to get some quick comments. We'll come back to her, I promise. And thank you all for calling in. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We have much more coming up. Mark Hertzcard and the heating up of our planet and more coming up the next hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.